Okay, let's talk a little bit about Parshat Kedoshim. So the Midrash already picks up on this, that Kedoshim is unique. Kedoshim is a unique parsha in many ways. So Midrash says as follows, Rashi quotes this, the Tani Rabbi Chiya, parsha zu nemra behakel, v'nei sherov gufei Torah tluyin ba. What does that mean, Chaim?
This
parsha was said behakel.
Oh.
Right. It was said. Well, what exactly does hakel mean? So some of the mafarshim, try to figure out what exactly it means. Now, obviously, there's a formal meaning to hakel. What's the formal meaning of hakel? The formal meaning. Like there's the formal mitzvah is the mitzvah of Hakel, right, which happens every 7 years, the year following Shemitah, where the king has a gathering and reads the Torah, and in certain midrashic sources, which are channeled by the Rambam or maybe created by the Rambam, it's not quite clear. It's one of those interesting things. There's a midrash in Midrash HaGadol, which is a midrash which in many ways it was written or compiled after the Rambam, so sometimes creates Midrashim around interpretations of the Rambam. It's sort of an interesting thing, but whatever it is, that Hakel is supposed to mimic Har Sinai. And one of the defining features of Hakel, especially in Chazal's mind, they make a big deal of this, is that who has to be present at Hakel? Who has to be there? Everyone, right? And that's, if you look at the Rashash, here, for example, on his comments on the Midrash Rabbah, he says what it means, Ulai Ratzalomar, Bechand Afanashim Vatav, Ayub Otom Amad, Timoshenemar Hakel Adam Anashim Vatav, Kidei Shiye Pumbi Gadol. And maybe uniquely, Pasha Kedoshim has to have men, women, and children present to make it well known. His first interpretation seems to be slightly different, which is maybe other parshiot were taught in groups, but this wasn't taught in groups. This was taught to everybody at once. But now, by the way, how does the midrash know that this is said by Hakel? Right, where does it get this idea? Because it says, Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael, right? Which is this, right, which sounds like it's not just, right, not Daber el b'nei Yisrael, but Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Both the word kol imply totality, and adat, which implies a grouping, right, a congregation, of the people. So, right, Chazal already find this hint that Kedoshim is unique. But why is it unique? Right? Right, why is it unique? The Midrash has one answer to it. Rabbi Levi Omar, Mimnesha Aseret HaDibrot Klulin B'Tocha. I think we talked about this last year, but let's refresh our memory, right? This is a standard Midrashic trope for Kedoshim, which is that Kedoshim captures the Aseret HaDibrot. Now, that's sort of weird, because what does that imply, Sean? Right, what does an answer like that imply? An answer like that implies, I'll answer for Sean, right, what is that? It implies that really the most important thing are the Aseret HaDibrot, right? Meaning, right, and obviously building on this notion that, okay, maybe this is sort of like Sinai, that's why it's like Hakel, so, okay, we go back to it, but that's a little bit weird, because then what parshiot should really be in front of everyone? The Aseret HaDibrot, which they are. They're given by God to the whole nation, right? Why do you need Kedoshim to do that again? Like, you need reminders of the Aseret HaDibrot, right? That doesn't seem to be enough of an answer. So you have to push the Midrash and notice that Kiddushim isn't just the Aseret HaDibrot. It's the Aseret HaDibrot, but in an importantly different way, and that is, it's the Aseret HaDibrot expanded. Meaning, if you understand the Aseret HaDibrot in a certain sense are overarching categories of types of mitzvot, Kiddushim is what that looks like if they are reflected through the lens of the higher demands of Kedusha, right? Meaning, in Kedushim, we demand that Jews not just keep the Torah, but be Kadosh, which already, whatever Kedusha is, it seems to be demanding more, and the Aseret HaDibrot are reflected through that. So, for example, so, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Uktiv Hachani Hashem Elokechem, fine, right? I am God, I am God. But you get some surprising ones. Again, some of them seem to be in many ways similar. Lo Yelecha, don't have other gods, so El Heimasecha Lo Ta'asu. But you get some surprising ones. So like some expansions. Like Lo Tirtzach. So in the Aseret HaDibrot, Lo Tirtzach. What does Lo Tirtzach mean? Tirtzach. Don't kill. What's the version in Kedoshim? Lo Ta'amod al Dam Re'echa. Don't stand idly by while your friend is dying. That's obviously an expansion, right? Lo Tirtzach is you can't be a murderer, right? Lo Ta'amod al Dam Re'echa is your responsibilities are expanded to... Yeah, exactly, right? You can't even allow someone to die, right? I don't know why we were talking. Oh, yeah, I know why we were talking about this. Ored just bought the... a friend of ours from YU wrote during lockdown and having a baby and whatever, he wrote the Seinfeld Haggadah this year. So Ored is a big Seinfeld fan. I honestly don't understand that show at all. It's not really our generation. It's like my parents' generation. But still, I don't get that show at all. I mean, apparently the whole theory of it was the show about nothing. And when I watch it, that's exactly what I feel like. It's about nothing. But the last episode was apparently meant to shake people out of their beliefs because the theory of the whole thing was that it had to be different from other shows, so there wasn't allowed to be character development. Like, there were supposed to be different circumstances over, like, the decade that show was on, but they were never supposed to develop. They were just, like, these selfish, you know, people. And then, like, the last episode was supposed to shake people out of their comfort because people grew to, like these selfish, horrible people. And the last one, they watch a crime happen and don't do anything and are sent to jail on the Good Samaritan law. Because certain states have Good Samaritan laws where you can actually be put in prison if you stand by and don't do anything during it, right? So, but this is like an expansion, right? In theory, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not being a Good Samaritan, right? Another example of an expansion, Lo Ta'aneh, right? The Aseret HaDibrot tell you not to be false witnesses. Here you get Lo Telech Rachil, right? Outside the context of court, don't be a gossip monger, right? That's obviously an expansion. And then perhaps the most ambitious claim of the Midrash is Lo Tachmod. What mitzvah would you say is an expansion of Lo Tachmod? This is quite wild. Vahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Right. So Lo Tachmod is don't desire that which other people have. The way the Midrash seems to be taking Vahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha is don't be jealous of what other people have because you've come to the point that you love them so much that you want them to have it just as you would yourself. So that's one level to this, right? Which is that what Kedusha is about is taking sort of basic moral legal obligations and expanding them in really quite demanding ways, morally and religiously. I'll note, by the way, that Kabed Avicha Verimecha is expanded to Ish Aviv Imotira. Oh, it took me a long time to figure this one out, right? Which is, I think most people growing up think that... Most Chaim, growing up, which did you think was more expansive, Yira of your parents or Kibud Aveim? Right, I think most people think Kibud, right? Yira is don't talk back to your parents, right? And kibbutz av ha'im is, you know, clothe them and give them food, right? That's what the Gemara says. It took me a long time to realize that this is backwards. The Midrash has it right. We are obviously wrong. Because what does kibbutz av ha'im mean in context, like the original context? Okay, good. I'm glad we're making it. We made it last year, but you forgot, so we'll make it again, right? Maybe I made it 2 years ago, in which case you forgot. Right? The reason we get this backwards is because we think of kibbutz av ha'im as a kid's mitzvah. But it's not. Why would there be a mitzvah that primarily applies to kids? Kibbutz av ha'im, like every other mitzvah, applies to adults. What's the primary manifestation of kibbutz av ha'im in most cultures in the world, just not 21st century Western culture? Yes, thank you. Is when your parents can't feed themselves and can't clothe themselves, and there isn't a structure in place for elder care, the most basic thing you can do for them is physically take care of them, right? Yira, which is when you are taking care of your elder parents who need physical help, don't snap at them, don't contradict them, don't, right? That's actually an expansion. Right? It's when you think of kibbutz av ha'im as an adult mitzvah, right, primarily of middle-aged, right, people with their own families who are taking care of their aging parents, kibbutz is more basic, right? Meaning there are plenty of people who will take care of their parents, but as their parents, you know, become older and harder to take care of, they snap at them, they contradict them, they say, no, right, no, Dad, that's not right, you forgot this, right? Right? They're taking care of them, but being respectful is actually harder. Right? So I do think that when you think of it not as a kid's mitzvah, but as an adult mitzvah for their aging parents, right, kibbutz is the more basic, yira is the expansion. The Maharzu gives another possibility here, which is that in addition, I don't know if he wants this as a perush on the Midrash, or he's just giving another alternative, which is that these are actually two answers, right? Meaning the Midrash says, Rabbi Chiya says, Rabbi Yisrael Rov Gufei Tara Tluyin Ba. Rabbi Levi says, because he started a dibra there. Now, you could say that those are related. Marzu says, no. Shirov Gufei Tara Tluyin Ba is very simple. What does it mean that most of the Gufei Tara, the bodies of Tara, the main laws of Tara are contingent on Kedoshim? What does it mean? Marzu says something very simple. This is invoking a Gemara that we all know. And yes, I include all of us. We all know. I'm not just saying this because I know more Gemara than you, which I know is not an insulting thing to say. I should, right? But this is a Gemara we all know. You do know it. What Gemara? You're like, oh no, what Gemara am I supposed to know? But this one you do know. When the convert came to Hillel and said, teach me the whole Torah on one foot, he said, he said the negative side of it, which is, that which your friend doesn't want, right, that which you don't want, don't do to your friends, do kol gagadol v'idach zil gemor, don't learn the rest. Meaning, v'haftol recha kamocha zu kol gagadol batorah, and its inverse is what, meaning, v'haftol recha kamocha, which appears in our parsha, right, is literally kol gagadol batorah, in certain midrashim, or its negative inverse is what you teach on one foot and the rest is just a commentary on it. Right? I mean, we did all know that, right? We did all know that Gemara. So it could just mean literally, meaning it introduces the Ben Adam L'Chavero rule, and I'll point out that Rashi actually doesn't think it's Ben Adam L'Chavero. Rashi in Shabbat gives two interpretations of what V'haftar Rechagokha means, which is either you and your friend, but he says Reacha could also mean Hashem. Right? Meaning, V'avdol Echa Kamocha might actually include all Ben Adam L'Chavero and all Ben Adam L'Makom in one phrase. He also says that Shabbat, Kibbutz av ha'im, theft, the laws against revenge, right? All of these are like massive principles that sort of influence everything else in Torah. So again, that's really, I think, the thing you have to realize is that, you know, as much as we don't like saying, oh, you know, one mitzvah is more important than the other, one part, right? The Midrash already notes that the Torah very much does present this uniquely, right? Either it was all taught in one group or it was taught to everyone, but it's mimicking a sort of a hakel, which itself is mimicking Har Sinai. And the reason seems to be because this is really a shift in terms of the way we think about mitzvah, right? Right, this idea that kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, that Jews have to be holy because God is holy, right? That is like an overarching principle. Now, the mitzvah of kedusha itself might be part of it, but also what that means, which is taking basic moral principles and expanding them, demanding more of ourselves, right? Or things like v'asarecha kamocha, which infuse everything we do with meaning and context, right? Those demands give us the context of Kedusha, the content of Kedusha, right? In that sense, it really is shifting us forward in a way that many other parshiot don't. I'll just end with this, meaning what would be the best proof that this pushes us forward, besides for the content of this parsha? What's the best proof that that's the purpose of this unit? The fact that at Har Sinai, God actually says that what is our ultimate goal in accepting the Torah? Attempt to you mamlechet konim v'goy kadosh. Right? That being a holy nation is actually, like, our goal as a nation. And therefore, the parsha that outlined what Kedusha looked like is obviously going to be super important in terms of our national definition. Therefore, it shouldn't be surprising that it's said in a national context. It shouldn't be surprising that it includes very demanding and all-inclusive mitzvot, because that's literally our national goal. Maybe next time we'll talk a little bit more about what all these mitzvot do, not just some of sort of the more famous ones, but what they do as a unit. But we'll stop there.